Somehow the lilacs have affected everyone. Late last night, Kylie woke and heard crying. She got out of bed and went to her window. There, beside the lilacs, was her Aunt Jillian, in tears. Kylie watched for a while, until Jillian wiped her eyes dry and took a cigarette out of her pocket. As she crept back to bed, Kylie felt certain that someday she too would be crying in a garden at midnight, unlike her mother, who was always in bed by 11 and who didn't seem to have anything in her life that was even worth crying about. Kylie wondered if her mother had ever cried for their father, or if perhaps the moment of his death was when she'd lost the ability to weep. Out in the yard, night after night, Jillian was still crying over Jimmy. She just couldn't seem to stop herself, even now. She, who had vowed never to let passion control her, had been hooked but good. She'd been trying to muster the courage and the nerve to walk out the door for so long, almost this whole year. She had written Jimmy's name on a piece of paper and burnt it on the first Friday of every month when there was a quarter moon, to try to rid herself of her desire for him. But that didn't help her to stop wanting him. After more than 20 years of flirtations and fucking around and refusing to ever commit, she had to go and fall in love with someone like him. Someone so bad that on the day they moved their furniture into their rented house in Tucson, the mice had all fled, because even the field mice had more sense than she did. Now that he's dead, Jimmy seems much sweeter. Jillian keeps remembering how scorching his kisses were, and the memory alone can turn her inside out. He could burn her up alive. He could do it in a minute flat, and that's not easy to forget. She's been hoping that the damn lilacs will stop blooming, because the scent filters through the house and all along the block, and sometimes she swears she can even smell it at the hamburger shack a good half mile down the turnpike. People in the neighborhood are all excited about the lilacs. There's already been a photograph on the front page of Newsday. But the cloying smell is driving Jillian nuts. It's getting into her clothes and her hair, and maybe that's why she's been smoking so much, to replace that lilac scent with one that's dirtier and more filled with fire.